quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, or the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Katsi, Coquitlam, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. It is yet another week here on Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. I'm really trying to struggle to think about what to talk about today. To be frank, just not doing very well in the mental area these days, despite, you know, the beauty of the spring. Very sunny today when I'm recording, but just not into it. I'm just a little bit, like, not here. And so I thought, what can I possibly talk about? What can I possibly give to the listener? It's April, it's springtime. I thought back, and then I remembered. Do you remember when I was watching Produce 101 Japan Season 3 last fall, and I was doing like a recap episode almost every week? I realized I never talked about the finale, and I never talked about the group that ended up being formed. I have some thoughts on that. I won't get too into it today. Don't really have the brain power to do it. But I have some thoughts. And so you're going to enjoy that. I sure hope so. And as well, today we've got some music. As always, as usual. The playlist that I've put together, I guess, it can really just be described as like new releases. Pretty new releases from the springtime. We got a little bit of VanCon. We've got lots of CanCon. We've got stuff that's not CanCon as well. Some of my favorite musicians are here. We've got Ariane Roy coming up later on. We have Wyatt C. Lewis and a new musician who I started to listen to very recently, called Johnny Carwash, who are like a noise band from France. Very interesting stuff. 1, 2, 3. Hope you enjoy. We're gonna get into it now with some good old VanCon. Newest release from Potato Head People, featuring Kendra Diaz. Keeping it cool.
Been missing, see through your disguise. I think just put it in my pocket as a keepsake. Believing it'll be a memory worth keeping. Let it run when you head home and I'm alone. That song, hummed as you left, still plays in my head. You wish me out, that song comes gone. Had a constant soundtrack in their minds. Little low, well, I just try to remember when I want to freeze this. Put it in my pocket as a keepsake. Believing it'll be a memory worth keeping. Freeze this. Put it in my pocket as a keepsake. Believing it'll be a memory worth keeping. When I wake up, that's when it starts. Put it in my pocket as a keepsake. Believing it'll be a memory worth keeping. Freeze this. Put it in my pocket as a keepsake. I believe it'll be a memory worth keeping.
We're back on Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Winona Forever Van Con Favorites with their newest keepsake. Before that, you heard Ariane Roy with Si Je Rampe, newest from her. Really been struggling to think of what to talk about. And so I have decided to go knee deep into the world that is me-I. What is me-I? Me-I, it's spelled M-E colon I. And they are a Japanese girl idol group produced from Produce 101 Japan Season 3, which I watched, I kept up with extensively when it was airing last fall. You may remember, I did a number of like recap episodes, really unhinged, but you know, they ended up selecting, or 11 people ended up winning, basically. And they formed a group, they chose the name, it's called Me-I. It's supposed to be a play on, I believe, the Japanese word for future, which is Mirai. And Me-I is supposed to, like, the way that it's spelled, it has something to do with, like, the future of idols. Like, this is what idols are going to be like in the future. Really interesting concept. 11 people in the group, if I have not mentioned already. And they are set to have their official debut in a couple of days on April 17th. Now, my understanding, technically, was that they would release their song on April 17th, but that might not be the case. I thought they were releasing their very first song then. They have released one already. It is called Click. You'll hear it later on The Sour. It's a banger, I'm not gonna lie. I really enjoy it for a debut track for one of those like groups that come out of these like wild elimination style programs where there are like 200 contestants. I quite like the song. There are a lot of things though we have to explore first with me, I, because part of it is that, you know, they are technically a Japanese group. Every single member is a Japanese national. To my knowledge, at least nobody has disclosed it. Nobody has disclosed like mixed heritage or anything like that, or dual citizenship or anything like that. There are some members who at one point worked in South Korea also as idols or performers. But other than that, it is a pretty, like, as I understand it, like, the makeup demographics of the group is pretty Japanese. They sing in Japanese primarily. They do their promotions in Japanese. They appear on Japanese television shows and radio and such, and magazines. And yet, I am going to make the argument that MI is not actually a J-pop group. They are a K-pop group. Why, you might be thinking. That doesn't really make sense, Leslie. Here's the thing. MI was created from this television show, right? Produce 101. Which is part of the Produce 101 franchise of television shows. Originally first broadcasted and created in South Korea. And as with format television works, you know, think about it a little bit like RuPaul's Drag Race, right? A little bit cursed, you know, but consider it kind of like RuPaul's Drag Race. Produce 101, the original series, is Drag Race in the US. It's like the original Drag Race. But then, because it got really popular throughout the world, RuPaul was like, I'm gonna sell the format, the structure, and the concept of my show to a broadcast distributor of another country. And they can have their own version of it that it's localized. So RuPaul sells RuPaul's Drag Race to the UK. And now the UK has their version of RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race UK, and they air it on BBC. And anything that is like cultural, I guess, like, it is quintessentially British. However, the show is still technically American. The success of the contestants can be found kind of directly to how much success they find in the United States and in North America. I think that's somewhat similar to Produce 101. So the production company, I believe it is CJEM in South Korea, they sold the format of Produce 101 to Japan. And producers in Japan picked it up. They started to distribute it and broadcast it. There are Korean companies that are behind a big part of the production of Produce 101 Japan. And in turn, also a big part of the production of said group, who I don't know, wins, I guess, this show. But that's not the only thing. That's not where it starts and ends. It's a lot more complicated than that. And I think I'll share more of it after this little break. We're gonna listen to some more music. New release by Fontaine. This is her track called Homemaker. Get into it.
Never wanted to be a homemaker. Always wanted to live in the city with the coffee shops and little bars and the sirens and the busy cars. That's all I thought I'd need. Never was somebody's girl, so forgive me if I'm a little scared to give this thing a whirl. But honey, you know that you're making it easy. I